the caseins are any of various related phosphoproteins. In other words, proteins that bond to phosphoric acid, or H3PO4, that are found in milk and other dairy products, and which are categorized as the most nutritive of the milk proteins. Kappa caseins contain all of the common amino acids, and are rich in the essential ones. Like other caseins, kappa casein cannot denature, and is relatively insoluble in water.
The Coalition Against Poverty-Stricken American Indians Conversing in Numbers has a reputation for unprovoked violence against American Indian establishments. Paxton Capsay, founder of the Coalition, claims that no violence has ever been committed towards a Native American by a Coalition member. He argues that the Coalition uses only tear gas, a painful but ultimately harmless weapon, during their so-called liberation assaults, in which members of the Coalition sneak into, attack, and attempt, usually successfully, to disband large meetings among impoverished American Indians. The Coalition recently fell under hard times when it was discovered that roughly one half of its members disagreed with the other half on the exact nature of the Coalition's goals. Some members believe that the Coalition was founded in order to cull the practice of numerology among poor Native Americans, while others claim that their purpose is to prevent all poor Indians from speaking in large groups. Paxton Capsay, who is currently in prison, refuses to comment on this discrepancy.
Capsizing is when a boat tips over in the water. The specific kind of capsizing is turtling, in which the boat turns completely upside down. A boat's largest sail is called the mainsail, and the wooden beam that runs underneath the mainsail is the boom. A line known as the main sheet connects to the back of the boom, and sailors can use this line to trim the mainsail, or reduce its openness in order to give it less power. In order to prevent capsizing, a sailor should always be ready to trim the mainsail at a moment's notice, should a large gust of wind suddenly accost the ship.
Crab pacing is a subtly refined sport that began as a novelty offshoot of crab racing. Unlike crab racing, in which the contestant with the fastest crab wins, crab pacers must make their crabs walk across the course as close to a given time as possible. In professional crab pacing competitions, such as the annually celebrated Pacer Fest in Scoville, Kentucky, any contestant whose crab takes longer than the specified time is disqualified automatically. Methods for controlling one's crab vary greatly, but the most common techniques among professional crab pacers involve music and/or telepathy.
So capacitance is a measure of charge versus potential. For two conductors with equal opposite charge Q, whose potential difference is V, the capacitance is equal to Q divided by V. Capacitance is measured in farads, or coulombs per volt. The reciprocal of capacitance is known as elastance, which is measured in derivs.
A carapace is a hard shell that's the dorsal portion of an exoskeleton. Many animals, such as crustaceans and tortoises, have carapaces. But perhaps the most unusual instance of a species with a carapace is the crustacean pepper, also called the nuker lump. This is the only known plant to have what could properly be called an exoskeleton. A crustacean pepper has the appearance of a slightly elongated, roughly textured tortoise shell, except that it has anywhere from 8 to 13 protrusions, known as leg roots, on its underbelly that resemble the legs of a shrimp. The spicy plant grows on a stalk that points to the sky until it becomes too heavy for its stalk to support it. Soon, the plant falls to the ground, where it's protected by its crusty carapace. On the ground, the crustacean pepper will often lash its leg roots into the soil in order to gather more nutrients than its stalk alone can provide. The pepper can also use its leg roots to slowly crawl up to fresher soil, anywhere within the radius of its stalk length. If an animal dies within the crustacean pepper's range of motion, the pepper will sometimes crawl onto the decomposing body and latch onto it, gathering nutrients from the animal more quickly than it could from the soil. In a few recorded incidents, crustacean peppers have latched onto live, usually sleeping or dying animals, but this is a rare phenomenon.
The human body relies on over a billion capillaries.
Capillaries are tiny blood vessels
that circulate essential nutrients and carry away waste.
They're so tiny that they only allow one blood cell to move freely through them at a time.
Sometimes a bug on or near a tree will be caught unawares by an outpouring of sap from a tree. Soon the sap hardens, and the bug becomes preserved and eventually fossilized in the sap. The process is known as sap casing. When a bug, such as a mosquito, who has recently consumed the blood of another animal, becomes sap cased, the DNA of that animal can be found within the fossilized bug. In 1926, the research corporation InGen extracted the DNA of several species of dinosaur from the fossils of sap-cased mosquitoes. InGen spliced the dino DNA with frog DNA, to create an entire class of modern dinosaurs, which flourished impressively in the Caribbean islands Isla Soma and Isla Nublar. The dinosaurs were genetically engineered to be dependent on human care, which unfortunately proved to be too difficult and dangerous a task. The dinosaurs are now believed to be, once again, extinct.
A capsaicin is committed by someone who is aware that their deed is evil or sinful, but who believes that the deed achieves some higher or more important form of good. The capsaicin is named after Paxton Capsay, convicted serial killer and founder of such hate-based groups as the Coalition Against Poverty-Stricken American Indians Conversing in Numbers. Capsay has committed numerous atrocities towards humans during his lifetime, the most notable of which were his at-home rape surgeries, performed on awake but anesthetized victims. Psychiatrists who have studied Capsay report that he is not easily guided by passion, and that he appears to be sincere in stating that his crimes, which he openly admits to have committed in full awareness of their sinful nature, were specifically designed to promote a positive change in the world at large. Capsay has yet to give an intelligible explanation behind this reasoning.
Capuchin monkeys are named for their fur coat's resemblance to the uniform of the Capuchin friars, an order of Catholic monks who place an insurmountable importance in their mode of dress. Think of an organ grinder monkey. That's a Capuchin. They're extremely intelligent, they use tools such as stones for breaking open hard-shelled food, and they've been known to recognize their own reflections rather than mistake them for another unfamiliar animal.
Once one is diagnosed as being an X, one is going to be treated as being an X, and it doesn't much matter how one behaves, what one says, what the contents are of one's perceptions and cognitions, what the affective tone of daily life is like, because the setting now has established that you are an X, and you will be an X forevermore.